Blog Talk Radio.
I love him more. For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so.
Recording started.
God's goodness is unbelievable. When you think about the goodness of God, go beyond what you can even imagine. His goodness started when you didn't even acknowledge him. His goodness was being carried out. When your mind was not even on him, he was making provision. He was opening doors. He was keeping you from all hurt, harm, and danger. His goodness started before we even acknowledge who he is and who he was. His goodness has been following us. It was preordained that he'll watch over you just like a chicken will watch over her hen. Just awesome to know how animals watch over their species and how they watch over their own, how they'll fight for their own. God has been fighting for us. He's been watching over us. And when things should have went south, he took it north. When things should have went north, he took it south. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, Father, saints, and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're happy to have each and every one of you all. Hallelujah. We're going to ask Pastor if she'll give us a word of prayer. And it's something I've gotten into that is giving me an urgent reaction. I'm going to ask Pastor if she'll give us a word of prayer. And let me see if I can do something about this scratching. Hallelujah.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. The scripture I'd like to open up with is coming from Psalm 23, verse 6. Surely, goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And reading that from the New Living Translation, surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Just thanking you, Father God, for another day, Father God. Thanking you for watching over us, keeping us, Father God. Thanking you, Lord, for your many, many blessings that you have given unto us, Father God. Your word tells us in Romans 8:16 that we are children of God. And Lord, we just want to thank you. Your word tells us in Psalms 107 and 2, that we are redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Thank you, Lord, for redeeming us. We know you didn't have to, but you did. You loved us just that much. And we want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord, that we are saved by grace through faith, Father God. Ephesians 2:8, Father God. So, Lord, we're just praying for all those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer, the sick and shut in, those who are bereaved, those who are going through, Father God. Just bless right now in the name of Jesus. May we all know that we are new creatures in Christ, Father God. And may we all know that we can be partakers of this divine nature. Only if we believe, only if we trust in God. So, Lord, help us to trust in you. Help us to believe you at your word, knowing that you will not withhold anything from us, any good thing from us, Father God, that you are there with us, and all we got to do is ask, and we shall receive. Knock, and the door shall be open. Seek, and ye shall find. So, Father God, help us to trust you at your word, believe you at your word. Bless Pastor as he teaches this word. Let the Holy Ghost use him And then, Lord, help us to receive the word, Father God. Lord, we thanking you for this day, and we ask that you'll be with us all, keep us all covered under the blood of Jesus, and have your way. Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you all so much.
God bless.
Hallelujah. I want to put this on Pastor Bank. I'm going to do the best I can. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
On yesterday, I had told you guys that we were going to talk about what the Spirit have to say unto the church, to say unto the church. But we also, in talking about that, we got to hear. So he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. The Bible says in Revelations 2 and 7, which would be one of our foundational scriptures. We got a couple of them. Because what we need to understand is that some people can hear and some people can't. Some people are committed to God, and those that are committed to God, God is committed to you. That's why if you'll abide in his word will abide in you. God expects you to do something, to play a part. It's just like miracles and blessings. Some people don't know the difference between a miracle and a blessing. Some people think a miracle and a blessing is the same, but it's not. A blessing is something that you have to be part of. You have to act. That it requires you to be part of it. The blessing is. The miracle, it doesn't require you. Because you need something to happen, and you have no control. You don't do anything about it. When we read over here, and I don't know if I made that real clear, but when you read Revelations 1 and 3, it says, blessed is he that readeth and he that heareth the words of the prophecy, and keep those things which written therein, for the time is at hand, and he that hear the words. So, but the blessings come because you heard the word. See, a lot of times people think the blessings and the miracle are the same. They're not. A miracle, you don't have to do anything. Lord, I need it right now. A lot of time we want miracles when we want blessings, and we want blessings when we want miracles. But we got to have that knowledge to understand. So he says, like in Revelations 2 and 7, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. So you hear and but you gotta do something. You gotta hear. So therefore, we need to understand what hearing is and get a good understanding of it. By that I mean, like now I know most of us we know the definition. But hearing, but do we really understand it? Because, see, to hear is to perceive or to become aware of by ear or by an inner part, like Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But to hear or hearing is to gain knowledge by hearing. Let me make sure everybody understands. See, you gain this knowledge because you heard it. So in hearing, you got to be able to gain knowledge, and then or you perceive that thing. I want everybody to just follow where I'm trying to go with this, because to hear is to realize, to become aware of it, or awareness, if you will. There's an awareness. You realize. See, to a deaf person, they don't hear.
Right.
See, if they heard, then you don't have to give them sign language. You can tell them, and they'll hear, then they'll act accordingly because they see, you know. You can hear and see because you see through your hearing. You find out something while you heard it, and that's how you know about it, because you learned it through hearing. To realize, meaning you encounter, or you figured it out because you heard it. Go down here and make a right and turn left. See, a deaf person didn't hear that. You heard that. So you realize what you can do. Now, a deaf person, you may have to get to them in sign. Well, you may ask, why is all this so important? Because over there in Mark, I want to say it was over in Mark 4, is one of the places where, was it the 9th verse, Jesus said unto them, he that have an ear, let him hear. Wait a minute. Did I hear that right? And he said unto them, he that have ears to hear, let him hear. So everybody don't have ears to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they got ears, but not to hear. They don't understand it. And if they did, the 12th verse says this, that now they heard it. He says, now, it ain't for everybody. But let me read from 9 through 12 or through 13, 14. Maybe I read all the way down to 14 so you can get this whole picture of what I'm saying. And he said unto them, this is Mark 4, the 4th chapter, 9 through the 14th verse. And he said unto them, he that have an ear to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will ye know all parables? The sower sowed the word. Wow. See, they hadn't heard that. They heard about farmers, because Jesus was giving this parable about the word of God, but they didn't see it as the word of God. They saw it as a seed. They didn't know and understand. They didn't perceive that this was the word of God that he was talking about. And when you get on and you read it, it makes a lot of sense. He was talking spiritual, but they couldn't understand it. They couldn't perceive it spiritual because they couldn't hear it like that. And Jesus said, and these are they by the wayside, which the word sown, but they that heard, have heard, Satan cometh immediately and take away the word that was sown in their heart. And Jesus explained to them, that was the word of God that I just spoke. But they didn't get it. Matter of fact, y'all didn't get it. Jesus explained to them that, and he was teaching them. The Bible says he taught them by parables. And he said unto them, because it was his doctrine, he told them, hark and behold, there went out a sower to sow. When he said the sower to sow, their perception was farmers, because that's who was around him, farmers. And yeah, they understood that because that was at their level, but they could never go to the next level with it because they couldn't hear. They couldn't hear spiritually. So you got a lot of people, they're not really hearing. I want to make this make sense to you. So let me slow down and say this. Hearing makes sense to you. If you don't hear it, it doesn't make sense. That's what the Word of God is all about. You got to be able to hear it. And your spiritual man got to be able to hear it because you know you got ears. Amen. Everybody got ears.
Amen.
So you couldn't be talking about what's on the side of your face. Could be. No, too obvious. Mm-hmm. So we ain't talking about that. So we got to be talking about another kind of hearing. So when you read Revelation, Revelation says there's a blessing when you can hear the word of God. What Revelation says, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear. So it's a blessing in reading. It's a blessing in hearing. There's a blessing in doing it. But right now we want to focus on hearing it. So you're going to receive the blessing because you participated.
Yeah. Amen.
See, you participated. And you act on some things. You did some things. And all blessings, you have to do something. When I read Matthew, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Well, you can't be comforted until you mourn. You don't get the blessing. Hallelujah. Let me go here, because I want you all to understand that God has a blessing for you. But a lot of people think blessings, you don't have to do anything. You have to do something. You have to act a certain way. You have to do a certain thing to receive the blessing. That you're blessed in all your deeds. Not some of them, in all of them.
Yeah.
But the requirement to receive a blessing is to do something. He said, blessed is the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Well, you won't find the kingdom of heaven unless you get poor in the spirit. It means you humble yourself. This was Jesus' doctrine, and everybody could hear that. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Well, unless you meek, you're not going to inherit anything. The requirement is required for you to inherit. And the word blessed means you're going to be happy, you're going to be complete, and all that good stuff. But blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, so they shall be filled. So if you don't never thirst and hunger after God's righteousness, you won't be filled.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
A lot of time people, they don't receive mercy. You know why? Because they hadn't been merciful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you want that blessing of mercy, have you been merciful? See, only the pure in heart is going to see God. You have to be open. You have to be naked. You have to say, Lord, here. I'm not hiding anything. I'm not withholding anything from you. I'm being, see, that's pure. as far as the word of God is concerned, it's when you realize, hey, my way been the wrong way. You're right. Your way is the right way. Your heart is pure. You're not trying to hold anything. You're not trying to trick nobody, because surely ain't tricking God. But your heart is pure because you've been open about everything. See, these are the people that are going to be able, that Jesus is going to come and sup with. These are the people that Jesus is going to make some time with, because their heart is pure. They're not trying to hide anything. See, the opposite of being pure is to being unpure. Probably not the best way to put it, but you're not being genuine. You're not being honest totally. You got some people who are not really honest in what they're saying. They're not pure with it. They got a little, you know, I used to tell people all the time, very seldom you can find pure honey. Pure honey means that it had not been tampered with. Pure honey in the cone. Once they take it out of the cone, it's not pure anymore. You know why? Because it's been tampered with. I know a lot of people have a different definition for pure, but pure means it's unmixed. It ain't been mixed with nothing, with any other matter. Like pure is free from dirt. It's free from stain. It's free from, I don't know, anything that would contaminate it. It's free from it. So that's what pure is. You've been, you know, you've been absolutely honest with God and yourself. You've been straight, huh? You've been straight with God, you know. Like our people say, I'm straight with you, man. I'm telling you straight, you know. I'm making it plain. Yeah.
Amen.
Pure and whole. Pure and whole. And God wants, that's where God wants our hearts at, to be pure. So when you read this scripture in Matthew, people, this is real. This is real. God ain't going to make your heart pure. This is something you got to do. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now, if you listen to the devil, he'll tell you, well, you know, your heart ain't pure. Yes, it is, because you know what? You've been open with it. You made it pure. Lord, this is it. You being honest. You ain't trying to hide anything. You ain't trying to, you know, you've been honest. I mean, I don't know no other way to say it. When you've been pure, it's like it's not mixed with anything. It's unmixed with any other matter. You know, sometimes people, they want to say, yeah, well, but no. Ain't none of that. It's pure. It's white. It's white. It's white. It ain't, well, it's kind of creamy. No, if it's kind of creamy, it's creamy. No, it's not mixed with anything. Pure. Mm-hmm. It's not mixed with anything. It is what it is.
Amen.
If you're a woman, you're a woman. If you're a man, you're a man. Anything other than that, you're not pure.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm going to make a few people mad, and that's okay. Just need to know the truth. So that's why I see God, because their heart ain't pure. They still want to put things on top of truth, try to mix it with, to make it right. You can't make this right. That's why a lot of folks ain't going to see God. The blessings, and I want y'all to hear this, the blessing comes because your heart is pure. You're going to be happy. You're going to be jolly because your heart is pure. You've been open. You've been honest. You ain't tried to, well, yeah, but kind of, sort of. No, none of that. None of that. See, it works for all of that. So when you read Revelation, I understand Revelation, what it's saying. No, understand just what it's saying. It's saying just what it's saying. Blessed is he that hear the and they that hear, it's a blessing in it. You're going to be happy. You're going to be jolly. Why? Blessed is he that readeth and he that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things that are written in. That's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
The miracle comes when it goes, Lord, I can't do nothing about it. See, just like somebody who may be deaf and dumb, they need a miracle. Need to pray for a miracle for that person. That person needs a miracle because they can't hear. Because the Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. They can't hear in their spirit what you are saying by like the people over there in Mark 4. Now I want y'all to hear that. In Mark 4, Jesus was teaching the people this parable. And the disciples said, well, wait a minute now. I understand, you know, what you just taught is for a farmer, but that ain't what you really got going on here, Jesus. Because we understand when the sun came and it scorched them and they didn't have no root and it withered away. Get all of that. I get the fact that some of the seed fell on good ground and it didn't yield and it never sprung up and it never increased. It never brought some 60, some 30. We get all of that. It never happened. And that's when Jesus said to those people, to those disciples, he that have an ear or have ears, let him hear. Listen, brothers and sisters. People that have ears to hear, hearing with understanding, hearing with knowledge. These are the people Jesus is talking to. And when he got through, the Bible says that when he was alone, he got alone. See, the disciples were smarter. They were smart, too. They knew that they needed to get him alone and said, now, Jesus, what you mean by that parable? And Jesus said to him, unto you is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto those that are without, all these things are done in parables. But why are they done in parables? Because they see it, but they won't perceive it. They hear it, but they won't hear it. I mean, how are you going to see something and not see it? How are you going to hear something and not hear it? Well, see, that's the mystery of God's kingdom. That's the mystery of who God is. They're reading the same Bible you're reading, seeing the same stuff, and they don't get it. That seeing, they may see and not perceive. Hearing, they may hear and not understand. Now, unless at any time they should be converted and their sin should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, know ye this parable right here. If you don't know this parable here, you're going to know all of them. The sower knows the word. And that's what he's been talking about all along. The sower, what the sower did. The sower sowed the word. That's the mystery in all of this. Some people is sowing philosophy. Some people sowing a lot of stuff, but they're not sowing the word, the pure word of God. The uncut word, the unadulterated gospel, they're not sowing that. They're sowing stuff, ideals, perception, and that's a man. So that's what we were talking about last week, see, in Matthew 16. Jesus was telling them about the word of God, and the disciple wanted to say, well, wait a minute, let it be far from you, Father. Let that be far from you, God. Let that be far from you, Jesus. No, you can't go to Jerusalem and be crucified. Can't do that. But they didn't hear Jesus. They didn't hear that Jesus was giving them eternal life. So for them to have eternal life, this must be done. So Jesus told Satan, get behind me, because you offended me. What you saying is a man is not of God. Like a lot of times I be telling people that, yeah, you're the very righteousness of God. Oh, that can't be true. Don't teach people that. Yeah, I got to teach them that because that's what the Word of God say. And God let me understand they don't get it. And the reason they don't get it is because they're not spiritual. They don't see it through the eyes of God. They don't understand it. They don't perceive because they don't hear. Talk about hearing here. They don't realize. See, when you hear, you realize. When you hear, you learn. When you hear, you see. When you're hearing, you are aware of what a person is saying because you're hearing. Now, that's why it's a blessing if you can hear this. So a lot of times you'll find me telling people, like you're the temple. Everybody don't hear that. Oh, yeah, I know that. You don't know it. When I tell people you've been delivered from the power of darkness, yeah, well, I'm going to be. No, you're not going to be. It's already done. You have to agree with the Word of God. That's when you sin. Other than that, you need some parable, and you'll never see this stuff.
All right.
I tell somebody,
amen,
you've been crucified with Christ. Now, man, that through his theology, he tries to explain this. They're like being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed. Well, they don't see that as the Word of God. They don't see that as the Word of God. That's how they see it. They see it in the flesh. They don't see it in the spirit. If they see it in the spirit, they will understand this is about the Word of God being in you. When you are forgiven, the Bible says you're not going to be forgiven. You've already been forgiven. So if you've already been forgiven and you really hear that thing, that's what you're looking at. You're looking at, oh, well, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Because you know it's already taken place. It ain't going to take place. It's already taken place. Big difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm going to pay for your car, or I've already paid for it. The man say, I'm gonna make this illustration because sometimes people they don't hear, so I'll make sure you understand what I'm saying. Man say, you know what? You can get your car once it paid for, and I say to you, I'm going to pay for it. If I say to you, pay for it already. If I say I paid for it already, you heard it, you're going to say, give me the keys. If you didn't hear that and you heard I'm going to pay for it, you're going to say, well, how long is it going to take? Or I'll just wait here. Big difference when you're hearing. Everybody hadn't heard. So then faith cometh by hearing. Watch this. And hearing by the Word of God. That means you need to get more into the Word of God. That means you need to listen to the Word a little bit more. Let it saturate you so you can gain that knowledge.
Yeah.
So you can perceive and become aware of what's going on in the spirit world. Oh, I know you get it in the natural, but how about the spirit world? Okay. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, so that's what we're going to be talking about this week, hearing what the Spirit has to say to the church. But if you don't understand hearing, you'll never understand what the Spirit has to say to the churches. You won't get it. First, you got to understand what hearing is. So we need to make sure that's clear. Maybe the next couple of days, we'll make sure that we understand what hearing is, because you're trying to hear something, and you're not going to see it. You're going to miss it. And it's for you. It's for you if you understand that God wants that for you. He really does. He that have ears to hear, let him hear. That's something you got to do. The word let means you have to allow that. And in order to get that play of allowing that, you need to know what to do. And that's what I'm trying to share with you. Okay, it's open for discussion. Anybody like to come in on the word or whatever, you may do that at this point in time. Hallelujah. press one, and we'll let you in. Press one. Hallelujah. You want to come in on the word, or you have a scripture to add to it, or something along that nature. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I would like to read that from the Message Bible, and that's Mark 4:9-13. It says, are you listening to this? Really listening?
Recording prompt.
Amen.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
Amen. Verse 10, when they were by themselves, those who were close to him, along with the 12, asked about the story. He told them, you've been given insight into God's kingdom. You know how it works. But to those who can't see it yet, everything comes in stories, creating readiness, nudging them toward receptive insight, whose eyes are open but don't see a thing, whose ears are open but don't understand a word, who avoid making an about face and getting forgiven. He continued, do you see how this story works? All my stories work this way. The farmer plants the word. Some people are like the seed that falls on the hardened soil of the road. Then it goes on to say, no sooner do they hear the word than Satan snatches away what has been planted in them. Amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you. When you hear a word, you have to stay focused. Because if you don't,
yes,
the enemy will snatch it away. The Bible says he come immediately. He didn't come immediately to appease you. He come to steal that word. It's all about the word. And if he come, and he already there, he just want to get your attention.
Yes.
See, that's what he wants. He wants to get your attention. You know,
amen.
That's exactly what he wants to do. He wants to get your attention. 2478. Thank you so much, Pastor. 2478.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How y'all doing today?
Great.
Thank God for the word. Thank God for life in the Bible, King James Version is John 10:27. It said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they will follow me. And Jeremiah 33:3 said, call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. And Romans 10:17 says, so then cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that's what Pastor Bishop was trying to tell us. We got to hear. So, you know, if you know the word and you hear it, then you're going to answer. The sheep follow any and everybody because they know your voice. So you're going to follow after that voice. We as Christians of God, we hear God's voice. When he tell us something to do, we hear him. And that's, I understand what you're talking about when everybody don't hear. Some people, the word go right. But when you accept the word of God and you got it in your heart and you put it in your word, you're going to, when you hear that voice, you're going to answer. So you got to study to know that voice of the Lord. And when Bishop come on, there's already his voice. If somebody come on and try to impress me, we know the difference in the voice. So we're not going to just follow anybody. We're going to follow that word that he speaks. We're going to follow the word that Jeremiah and John talking about. We got to hear the word. If we really hear God's word, then we'll do what the word says. Thank you for letting me share.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Powerful. Right there. Listen, brothers and sisters, you have to compare that with something. You have to say, okay, is that God or not? Is that his word?
Mm-hmm.
So a situation will come up, and you'll have to make that decision. Is that really God?
Mm-hmm.
Or you see, because the word of God has to be pure. So, and you have to know his sheep know his voice. And because somebody says something, that don't mean that's the word of God. Because they're having some special event, or because they're doing something and they're doing it in the name of the Lord. There's a lot of people healing in the name of the Lord, but it ain't really God that's doing it. You got to be able to see through all of that. And here, are they doing it for money? Are they doing it for popularity? Are they doing it because? Just because. You got a lot of people, they doing things just because. You know, they've been doing it all these many years. Let me do it. Let me keep on. Now, at some point in time, you got to say, okay, I got to hear God's voice. Like she said a moment ago, you got to know if that's God or not. And the only way you're going to be able to hear is to compare with the word of God. That's why the Bible says, try the spirit by the spirit.
Amen.
And see if it be of God.
Amen.
See, because everything is being said, like Jesus gave these parables. It was a mystery because they didn't understand the spiritual thing. Jesus telling them about the word of God. He's telling them the sower went forth and sowed, and some fell on the stony ground. And he talked to them about the fowls of the air. And they understood that because that was in a human form.
Mm-hmm.
See, people that farmed a little bit, they understand that like some of the seed had fell on stony grounds and because it didn't have much earth. And he said immediately it sprung up because it had no earth. It had no depth. Then we're talking about some other seeds that had been planted and the sun was up and it scorched them before it was not. Boy, they just, hallelujah, we know what you're talking about. But that really wasn't what Jesus was talking about. And he said some fell among thorns and they grew up and got choked and yield no fruit. All they saw with them having had that experience as a farmer, they knew what he was talking about. And he said others had fell on ground and they didn't yield no fruit, but they sprung up. And the ones that fell on good ground, he says, they got deep. They got to the right place in the soil and they got the right water and they got the right sunlight and they brought forth some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. And he ain't talking about no money like a lot of people think, because a lot of people, they'll teach you that they're talking about money, but he's not talking about no money. So he said unto him, he that have ears to hear, let him hear. Ain't talking about no money. And when the disciples knew that wasn't what he was talking about, wasn't talking about no farmer stuff, knew he wasn't talking about no earthly stuff, knew he wasn't talking, so they said, you got to tell us what you're talking about now. And that's when Jesus told them, they that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying. And then the 14th verse says, the sower, he said, okay, I'm going to give it to y'all. I'm going to tell y'all straight up what's going on. The sower that I was telling you that went forth and sowed, and now he said the sower sowed the word. And then that next 15 verses you're going to see, so instead of him talking about the fowls of the air, he says, the fowls of the air was Satan. And he came immediately, mm-hmm. and he took away the word that was sown in their heart. So Satan has a way of coming immediately and take away that the meaning of that word through a lot of ways. And I guarantee I can ask each and every one of y'all on here, about 10 of y'all on here anyway, I could ask and y'all all would say the way the word can be taken away from you. Guarantee you. Right now, if I say, if you sit up hearing a preacher preach, I don't care who he is or who she is, but you hearing that preacher preach, the word of God is going forth. Satan is right there to steal it. He'll let the, just for instance, he'll let the phone go off. You'll get a text. Boy, that just stole the word from you because he comes immediately. Your thoughts will go, oh, I got to go to work. Or that's right, I got to pay this bill. See, just, he comes immediately. Now, whatever you was just said, you missed it because Satan came immediately and took that word away. Oh, you might hear the rest of the sermon and, but the word that you needed to hear so you could grow, Satan took it. Somebody knocked on the door right at that time just to take away that word. So that's what Jesus is talking about here. The sower sowed the word.
Amen.
And he gave the different illustration how it got stolen, how it was taken away. That's what he's talking about.
Amen.
Sometimes Satan makes your heart hard. Oh, that ain't God. God don't call you righteous. You're a lot. God does call you righteous.
Amen.
I was telling somebody the other day, because they didn't understand Galatians 2 and 20, that you've been crucified with Christ. Going like, well, I wasn't never there. I wasn't there. Well, yeah, you were there. You were there in the spirit. You didn't know it. Now, when you come, once you start hearing, you go, okay, that's what happened. I crucified the flesh. Nevertheless, it's not that I live, but Christ living in me now. And you see it through the eyes of faith. See, you got the knowledge through the eyes of faith. See, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You're operating in faith now.
Yeah.
Big difference. Big difference.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Anyone else? Press one. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Anyone else? I mean, I just love the word of God. Love you all commenting on the word and bringing light, especially like Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing. You want more faith, you got to hear more. Now, if you can't see that, you're not hearing me. Wait a minute. Let me back up. Overseer said, so then faith coming, just read that in Romans 10, or quoted it in Romans 10, 17. So you want more faith, you got the hearing. But hearing come by the word of God, and then you don't go read your Bible. You ain't heard nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you want faith in healing, get healing scriptures. Get as many as you can, and then start listening to them. That's how you gain faith in healing. Yeah. If that's what you want. But you got to be able to see that. You got to be able to hear that. And you got to see it through the eyes of faith, not through the optical nerve. Because you don't see this stuff through the optical nerve. It's a mystery. Did you just hear Jesus say, it's a mystery. They ain't going to change that for you because your name is Joe Willie or Frank Sue or Mary, he didn't change his word. He can't do that. God's not that kind of God. He did this, wrote this stuff before the foundation of the world. He already knew how the plan was to go. So if you're going to come, you're going to have to come through this mystery. You don't get no special treatment. Yeah, you don't get no special treatment. If you don't see it, you're going to see it through the eyes of faith. That's what pleased God. And if you're going to come any other way, you're going to come like a thief and a robber in the night. And you sure ain't going to see it that way.
Amen.
Anyone else? Any other comments? Hallelujah. when you read, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing, come by hearing the word, seeing it through the eyes of faith, that comes by the word of God. That's what Jesus was saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's the word. Listen, brother and sister, it's all about the word. So if you're trying to do anything and the word of God is not in head of it, it's not God. I'll tell you right now. Don't let religion fool you. Don't let whatever. The Bible says, for that righteousness dwelt among them in seeing and hearing, vex his righteousness soul from the day to day with their unlawful deeds. See, a lot of people are doing unlawful things, but they're not hearing what God say to do. Sometimes people hear the obvious, but they don't understand the mystery of it. We got it as the body of Christ. You got to know that God is talking to us through his word, through the mystery of it, and not the part, for a better way of saying it, not the part that everybody sees. Everybody can't see what we're talking about.
Amen.
And, you know, I have to ask God to stop letting me expect that. And let me teach a way so they will understand. Because, see, if they understand, mm-hmm. the Bible says they'll get converted and get saved.
That's right.
If people really get a hold of this, trust me. What I'm talking about, if they get a hold to this, the Bible says that they will get converted and they'll be forgiven of their sin. That's why everybody ain't forgiven of their sin. I can tell you all day long, God done forgive the whole world. People won't see that because they hadn't heard that from God himself. See, the Spirit had to show you that. That's why it's such a mystery. You have to get it directly from God. These disciples knew that, so they poured Jesus to the side. Okay, we need it direct now. We got to hear from you. Mm-hmm. Well, what you talking about here? And Jesus said, oh, okay then. You know, y'all pretty much got me. Now I got to tell you, it's a mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that Amen. Are without the kingdom, all these things are done in parable. Like I be telling people all the time, how you going to build onto the kingdom of God? They'll try to come up with some sophisticated way or some theological concept. But the kingdom of God is the Holy Ghost. That's what the kingdom of God is. And folks, we got to build up the kingdom. You can't build up the kingdom. The Bible says in Romans 14:17, for the kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but righteous peace. Enjoy in the Holy Ghost. So the kingdom of God is predicated on the Holy Ghost. So how are you going to build on that? No, you receive that and you live in it, but you can't add to that because when the Holy Ghost came, it brought that with it. The kingdom of God was already fulfilled. It was already made. It didn't need no help from man, except for us to receive it. If you understand what, because that's God's government. That's God's government designed for us to live in. It ain't designed for you to build. It was already built. It was built before the foundation of the world. Do your research. And you'll see what the kingdom of God is.
That's right.
It ain't no building. It ain't no association. It ain't none of that. It's the Holy Spirit. And in that kingdom is righteous peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost. That's what it is. But if nobody else, we will, anybody else have anything else to say, press 1. You don't have to be shy, press 1. And if not, we'll see you guys on tomorrow.